listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. Tassie charity Colony 47 is reportedly looking at the idea of acquiring Hobart's Fountainside Hotel. It's just weeks since the University of Tasmania announced it was putting the property up for sale. The Pulse is reporting Colony 47 are seeking support from philanthropic organisations to invest and allow them to offer more housing to struggling young people. Bike lanes are all the talk in Hobart, but also in Melbourne. They've been postponed indefinitely, with the City Council saying they're too disruptive to the transport network. It's as we push ahead with ours, Campbell Street seeing the biggest impact, with three lanes of traffic reduced to two. The Bike Network's Alison Hetherington made the trip into the city this morning and says it's a good start.
It's refreshing, it's different. It is quite narrow. Like, you know, it's something for us to get used to. It is a trial. Ideally, it would be wider, but we can build on these things.
A Liberal Party divide appears to be deepening. Those on the side of Party President Michael McKenna and those on the side of Party member Brendan Blomley. Mr McKenna attempted to boot the Clarence Mayor for refusing to rule out running as an independent in the recent election, but more than 85 members denounced the move at a recent meeting. Another Franklin electorate Liberal meeting is being called for April 30. Online healthcare is growing in popularity amid Australia's GP crisis, but it's raising concerns amongst our top doctors. Royal Australian College of GPs Dr. Nicole Higgins says it doesn't comply with current standards, finding many services aren't referring patients to hospitals for serious symptoms like chest pain. To sport now, and GWS will roll the dice at the tribunal tonight, challenging the one-match bans to forward duo Toby Green and Jesse Hogan. Suns coach Damien Hardwick telling Fox Footy the Giants skipper is in trouble.
Toby jumped and tried to contest and then tried to protect, which is very, very hard to do anything but in mid-air. So if it's me personally, I'm probably letting me off, but I think the AFL tribunal will give him the week.